The Trot Trio by Kaylee Mertz. Prologue. 11 years ago, three girls were born at the exact same time by the second, all with a connection with horses. The first girl, Julia, could snap her fingers and her horses would be cleaner than a piece of polished gold. The second girl, Christy, had set the world record for the fastest saddled horse. It was almost like she didn't do anything at all. And the third girl, Kaylee, her gift was the most impressive of all. She had a mind connection with horses. At any time in the day, if a horse was in trouble, whether it was her own or not, she would know. As these girls grew, their powers became stronger and better. But at the same time, the dark side grew stronger too. The Horseheads, a powerful group of horse girls, had defeated them 11 years ago, but the dark side was ready to strike again, and this time they would not fail. Chapter 1. Books in Bed. Shoot! Kaylee thought as she climbed out of the window. She had fallen asleep with her window open, reading again. If Mother finds out, I'll be in big trouble, she said to herself as she shoved some birds out of her window.
Kaylee, your breakfast is getting cold,
my mother called from the bottom of the steps.
Coming,
I called as I shut the window. It was morning in Alberta, and everything was normal. Or so I thought. Little did I know that a dark creature was watching my every move and marking it down play by play, like you do when you study a basketball team before you're up against them. But this dark shadow wasn't looking for me. It was looking for my horse, Indian. Indian was a dark, rich brown, almost purplish mane and tail, and instead of turning gray, it turned more and more purple. I thought about Indian as I made my way downstairs. Just as usual, my father was sitting at the head of the table reading the newspaper, my brothers sitting across from each other, and my sister waiting for a chance to leave, and my mother sitting at the other end of the table. I took my seat across from my sister Tulip, and my father looked up from his newspaper.
Kaylee, he said, go fetch the mail, would you?
Yes, father, I replied as I got up from the table, although my sister quickly said, I'll get it. Our family meals are the most awkward thing in the country, I thought as I ate my waffles. When I was finished, I got up, took my plate to the sink, washed it, and left it to dry.
Looks like a warm day today, I heard my father say,
and I quickly ran into the kitchen to ask if I could go riding.
May I go riding, Mother? Please?
Ask your father, she replied, as usual. I looked at my father.
Please?
I asked. He looked up from his newspaper.
Fine, he finally muttered, but make sure you're back for dinner. I don't want you going on an unexpected camping trip again.
He gave me a stern look. Yes, sir, I called as I raced up the steps. Finally, something to look forward to. As I threw on my clothes, I suddenly felt like someone was watching me. I checked outside my door, and no one was there. I'm probably just paranoid. So I ran down the stairs and packed a lunch. Bye, I called as I hurried out the door. Finally, I had the rest of the day to myself. As I got Indian saddled up, I thought about where I would ride. And before long, I was on my horse trotting away. As I made my way to the woods, I thought I heard footsteps behind me, and I looked back and saw a young girl on horseback. She looked to be about my age.
Sorry, I didn't mean to startle you, the young girl said.
I turned my horse around to get a better look at her. She had beautiful blonde hair and emerald green eyes. Her horse was white as snow, with the prettiest golden mane. I'm Christy, she said. Her words were gentle, like falling snow. I looked at the girl for a moment, and then said, Hi, I'm Kaylee. Nice to meet you.
Chapter 2. The Trot Trio Assembles.
The girls stood there looking at each other.
I'm heading to the river if you want to come, Christy said, with a warm smile.
Sure, I was heading there anyway, I said. We walked in total silence until Christy couldn't keep it in anymore.
Tell me about you, please. I'd really like to be friends, Christy blurted out.
I looked at her in shock.
I didn't know Christy cared about my backstory. I just thought that we would go to the river, then part ways and never see each other again. I didn't know that Christy wanted to be my friend. Well, I started. I had never told someone my backstory because, well, no one wanted to be my friend before. Everyone at school thought I was crazy when I had to call my mom to tell her to feed the horses, or when I had to leave school because my neighbor's horse had been poisoned. After I thought for a second, I had an answer. I'm 11 years old, and I can read horses' minds. Christy stared at me. Really? She asked. Yeah, I answered. That's so weird. I can saddle up my horse in 3 seconds. Really? I stared at her. You're the famous Christy Burke? I've heard all about you. My sister admires your work. She looked at me shyly. Can we not talk about this right now? She asked. Everywhere I go, people want to get a picture of me or get an autograph. I never really have time to be a kid, except... Wait, I whispered. What? She looked at me with big eyes. I turned around to see if I could find out where the noise was coming from. That's strange, I said. I swore I heard something in the bushes. When I turned around,
ah!
I screamed, and when I turned back around, there was another girl, and she also looked to be my age. This girl had raven black hair and almost teal eyes. She was on a bright buckskin with a yellowish-white mane. Hello, she said in a peppy voice. I'm Julia. Christy stared at her. I'm Kaylee, I said, and this is Christy. Nice to meet you both, Julia said. Hey, I was heading to the river. Want to come? That's strange, I thought. That's where we were going. Sure, Christy said, as we made our way to the river. I thought someone was following us. But every time I looked back, there was nothing there. When we got to the river, something weird happened. After we got off our horses, suddenly we were lifted into the air at the exact same time.
What's happening?
Christy screamed over the whooshing wind.
I don't know, I yelled.
Suddenly, a loud voice started talking to us.
Welcome, he boomed. I'm glad to see you all could make it.
Make what?
Julia shouted.
The Trot Trio Ceremony.
We didn't sign up for this, I yelled.
You three have incredible gifts, and you will use them to defeat the darkness.
What?
Christy screamed.
I have left you with a reference book. Good luck, girls.
What in the world was that? Christy asked as we fell back onto the ground.
I don't know, Julia said.
Guys, I said concerned, and I looked at them. What? They asked.
I think we are the Trot Trio.
What's the Trot Trio? Christy asked. You've never heard the legend of the Trot Trio? Julia said in shock. Christy and I shook our heads. Julia began. In a time of magic and darkness, this world was ruled by the demons from the underworld. Then in 1920, the Horseheads, a very powerful group of horsey women, defeated them with their powers. They said when the prophecy was fulfilled, the darkness would be dead.
What prophecy? I asked. I'm sure it's in here somewhere, she said as she flipped through the pages of the reference book. Oh, here it is. She cleared her throat.
When the world is dark 11 years later, there will be more than just one hater.
I wonder what that means, Christy said.
Julia shrugged. The dark grew stronger in the depths of the dark. The biggest journey, which on you will embark.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking? Christy asked. Are you thinking that this prophecy makes no sense?
Yeah, I said. It makes perfect sense, Julia said. It's saying that 11 years after 1920, the demons will re-enter the world stronger than they were 11 years ago. It's saying that someone is going to have to stop them.
Wait,
Why should we get this book unless... Christy trailed off. Her eyes grew wide with anticipation. Yes, I said in a nervous way. We are the Trot Trio.
Chapter 3. The Girl in the Shadow.
So we set off, having no idea where we were going. We were just following the river.
Do either of you know where we're going? I asked.
No idea, Christy said.
I do, said a voice from the shadows.
Who's there? Julia asked.
We all stopped our horses.
I did, said the voice. Then, out from the shadows, stepped a girl about 11 or 12. She was wearing threads for jeans and a shirt that was cropped at the stomach. Over the top of her shirt, she was wearing a black leather jacket with thorns at the cuffs. Her hair was the color of the night sky, and down to her thighs. Her eyes were as black as night. Hi, I'm Kelsey, she said as she walked up to us. I hear you're looking for the underworld.
Were you following us? Christy asked in shock.
Maybe.
Maybe not, she said with a smirk.
Anyway, I can get you there in about 5 minutes.
I don't know, Christy said.
Whatever, she shrugged. Take it or leave it.
I got to go. See you river riders later.
Wait,
I said.
Take us there.
As you wish, she said.
Let me go get my horse.
She walked into the woods and came out with a horse as black as a raven, with the same color hair and eyes as her owner.
Does that horse look kind of like Kelsey? Christy whispered to me.
Yeah, I whispered back.
Kelsey got up on her horse and we headed off again. She led us down a small path just off the river, and then we were just walking along when we came to this huge hill. It looked like it never ended. I gulped.
Scared, are you?
Kelsey challenged. Race you to the bottom. She charged down the hill at a full gallop, and as soon as her horse took a step down the hill, Christy, Julia, and my horse fell under a spell and followed right after her. Meanwhile, little did I know my family was put under a spell too, but the spell they were under caused them to forget I was alive. When the hill finally came to an end, it was dark and damp. Standing under a nearby tree was another girl, the same age as Kelsey. She too had hair the color of the night sky and eyes as black as a raven. She was wearing a crop top just like Kelsey, but hers was navy blue. She had the same jacket as Kelsey, too. They were identical.
That's creepy, Julia said.
I agree, Christy replied.
Girls, this is Kendall. She'll be taking it from here.
Thanks, I said as she walked off. Now, where are we going? I asked Kendall.
Without responding, she turned and walked off.
Let's follow her and see where she goes, Christy suggested.
Bad idea, Julia argued.
If she can lead us to the leader of the underworld, then I think we should follow her.
I agreed.
Fine. You guys go ahead, Julia said. Try not to get yourselves killed.
And she rode off.
As we followed Kendall, the place seemed to get darker and creepier.
Maybe we should have gone with Julia, Christy said.
I've been thinking that too, I said.
Is it too late? She asked me.
We looked at Kendall.
Probably, I said.
We kept walking till we came to what looked like a cage.
The king. He's in there, Kendall said.
So Christy and I walked in there, but once we stepped inside, the door shut.
Hey, let us out!
I screamed, but there was no one left to hear me. Chapter 4. Under the Underworld. It got colder as they walked along, Julia noticed. It was just her and Buttercup.
I wonder what Kaylee and Christy are doing, she said out loud.
Well, Kelsey said as she walked away from the crystal ball she was using to watch Julia, you're about to find out.
Where am I?
Julia wondered as she came to what looked like a tunnel.
This is probably some sort of trick. The demons are usually very clever. From inside the cage, though, the horses were getting tired, and so were we. Then we saw Julia. "Julia! Julia!" we screamed. "She can't hear us," Christy realized. "Hello!" Julia yelled from the other side. "This is hopeless," I cried. I tried to sit down, but Indian wouldn't let me. "Hey, what's the matter, boy?" I asked. Then it hit me like a flying baseball. Maybe I can send a message to Buttercup. I said, "I have a mind connection with horses, so maybe I can send a message to Buttercup so she knows we're in here." "Great idea, Kaylee." I concentrated really hard and focused on what I wanted to say. "Hey, Buttercup, it's me, Kaylee. Do you see that tunnel?" "It's not a tunnel, and Christy and I are trapped in there. Could you help get us out?" As if in return, Buttercup whinnied and was running around crazily. "What is it, girl?" Julia asked. She looked at the tunnel. "Something's in there, isn't it? Maybe it's disguised. The demons are pretty clever. Maybe if I clean it, we will see what it really is." So she snapped her fingers, and the cave looked like a cage. "Christy! Kaylee!" Julia shouted. "Julia!" Christy and I shouted in unison. "Thank goodness you found us!"
Christy said in disbelief,
"Well, actually, it was mostly Buttercup. I would never have found you if it wasn't for her," Julia said. The end.